recognizable from some Hashem, and we understand that, even though it looks just to be bad. About. So he said, we're trying to get more and more close to Hashem, which means we're trying to be more and more like Hashem. We're trying to medamyem ourselves more and more to Hashem. And we said, Hashem creates yesh mi'ayin. If somebody has everything he needs, he's not creating yesh mi'ayin, he's creating yesh mi'yesh. He has everything he needs. He's got a wonderful home and a wonderful family, and his learning's going well, and his kids and all the things we daven for, this God has no problem with. Yeah, there's no one like this in the world. We're just using it as a marshal of somebody who's just got it all good. Everything's just glitz by him. Yeah, all the things you daven for, he's got. He's got panosa, he's got good children, he's got shalom bais, he's got health, he's got kolakol beseder, and he's steiging away, and his mom is growing every day. Yeah. That guy's not creating yesh mi'ayin. He's not doim elaboy. He's taking what he's got, and he's doing what he has to do. It's when you have the header, when you have the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, where first you have the void, the vacuum, and in there you create something, that's when you become doim elaboy, and that's when you get close to Hashem, and that's why the value, we saw the Baal HaTanya's memra, which is brought down in many places, but the Chofetz Chaim had a wonderful way of explaining it, I'll tell you now, is that Shechamishim Shana Shal Dveikas B'Torah, 50 years of being a Yisachar, being Dovuk to Torah, Einim Ebiyases Adam L'Dveikas B'Poyriyas Baruch, doesn't bring a person to that relationship, that cleaving, that dimion to Hashem, Kamo Shemeviyah Kabbalis Yisroel Ba'Avah, that Kabbalis Yisroel Ba'Avah brings a person to cleaving. Because the Kabbalah Yisroel is the actual Dveikus. It doesn't lead to Dveikus, it is the Dveikus. And it's the Yisurim that brings a person to that Dveikus. HaTorah v'Mitzvos heinem tzoyim la'ivis adam l'Dveikus. Evilu metzias ha'hede hi ha'Dveikus atzmoy. Torah and Mitzvos brings a person. It's a means to being able to cleave to Hashem, whereas the Dveikas, where the Yisurim, that void, that header, that is the Dveikas itself. In that moment of a Nisoyin, of Yisurim, that's where you're Dovuk in Hashem. That's kind of what we said yesterday, and it needs, obviously, it's as we played out many times before you get it right. We said yesterday we'll bring a moshel to try and just grab this a little bit. Namchishes advarim b'moshel dimyoni. Nital atzmeinu, everybody's got his fantasy button switched on. Imagine. Ki kayemes mechona hamasugeles lahachtich metechois shoynois v'lahoyfchen liyalumim. There's a machine, today they can make machines, they make diamonds in machines.
Yeah.
But imagine you have a machine that can take different types of metal, cheap metal, and can turn them into diamonds. There's one machine that takes gold and turns it into diamonds. It's very short. What's the mile of that? It's the period, it's very short. But it's very hard to get the raw materials. You know, there's not bunches of gold lying all over the place, you know. So the value of getting the gold to make the diamonds from is that it's quick. Lumaso kayemes mochona acheres shebo talich hayutzu arochu magia. There's another metal, but the process takes a long time and it's very hard. Ulam imasugeles yetzei alumim akol choyme shehu. But this machine can take any chomer you put in there, any cheap metal, any barzel, whatever you find lying around here, and you can use it. You can even take garbage. And you can throw garbage in there, and even from the garbage you can make diamonds. Just what's the drawback? It takes a long time, a lot of work. You get to choose. Which machine would you choose? The one that takes gold and turns it into diamond very quickly? Or the one that you can take anything you want, any garbage you want, you throw it in there? It just takes a long time. Which machine would you choose?
Second one.
Second one. Okay.
How much
time
it takes? 300 years.
No, obviously that's not. That must be the one takes, let's say, 6 months. The other takes 2 years. Why don't you lawyer there? Kol maskil al nochoyin yifchabo is mechona mitzeres yalim yashpa. Everybody. First of all, where am I getting gold from? If I could get gold, who needs diamonds? Amnam, tatalichu aruchu magia.
Never.
No doubt. The process is long and difficult. Aval ushaveh, it's worth it, no? Choyma golem zamin bekol shah. The raw materials you need is available wherever you need. Veniten yitzami meni kamiyot adirit shel yalumim lo lagbala. You can make as many diamonds as you want. Achen advarim em amukim vayim boim mikfshoyne shaloyla. The sugi is a very deep sugi and it comes from mamash, maisa brachis itself. Let's try and make it a bit real fast. Using this mashal. In the previous generations, where people had koiches hanefesh, with people, you read your stories, whatever you think, man, that's not shaykh.com. Haimunav ha-betochen ha-yu nutuim ba-ifin tivi ben-afoshris ve-gam ha-midas ha-yu miyuchodes. Imunin betochen, people lived with imunin betochen, your safta had a problem, she walked to the Mesmidr, she opened up the Aron HaKodesh, she started screaming to Hashem. When was the last time that happened, yeah? I sit here the whole day, I've never seen anybody looking in, open the Aron HaKodesh and start screaming to Hashem. If a woman walk in here, they throw stones at her, who knows what they do to the poor woman. Now, I'm just saying, we don't have that kind of, just essentially imunin betochen. They used to have koichas hanefesh in Ruchnias. Midas. First of all, the guf is weaker than it was. And the koiches hanefesh are weaker. And the Yisurim are overwhelming, mounting and mounting. Yudi Oymed kama pamim b'yom b'fnei nisyonis kashim shel kas v'oid v'oid. We get angry, we get irritable, we all the wrong midas. Im yiske la'avin es asher lefonov hu yoichel la'achdir l'libo es ha'yadir ki nesume b'yodem ha'chonayim u'seyeles yitzi yalomim v'kol ashpa mizdam nenes. If a person would stop and think and realize all these nisyonis, all these Yisurim, all these problems I have, from this I can make diamonds out of this garbage. All the stuff they're throwing at me, I can make diamonds. Sometimes just by keeping quiet when you want to say something is dafka ha'ed of ha'chesorin yechoyim liyos menutzolim al yedei ha'adam b'kol rega leman ha'fichosim liyalomim. It's dafka the lacks, it's dafka the problems we have, that a person can take those moments and turn those into diamonds by just knowing what to do. First, appreciating that these are opportunities for diamonds. To think about there's a lot of training. This is not simple. You want to train a fighter pilot. You don't put him in an F-16 and tell him to fly. Yeah, you drill him in one of these simulator machines day in, day out, week in, week out, month after year, you drill him in there. So when he eventually gets into an F-16 and suddenly they're shooting rockets at him, he knows what to do, instinctively. That's what we're being asked to do here. The first time you have a big nisoyin after you walk out of here, it's going to take a while before you realize, 1 second, this is their diamond machine now. Okay, let's work, let's think. You know, don't throw the diamonds out the window slowly, you know.
Is this the simulator here? So we're going out, we're in the F-16 when we go out the door.
I discovered this now. So right now I'm stepping into the simulator. I'm not going to be able to take what I just learned now and fly an F-16 yet. The Nisoinis and the Yisurim that are going to come to me now, I'm going to deal with them with a new perspective, but I'm out of, it's not going to be like this. It takes a lot of work for able to this. Someone insults you in public. To just keep quiet when you're bursting inside is an avoid otsu. You may not be able to do that the first few times. You'll say something and then the next time you'll be able to keep quiet, but you're platzing inside. To welcome that with simcha, because you know that's taking away all the gehenim that's magielacha. This guy insults you in public, to welcome it and to be grateful. It's going to take a little bit of, you know, you're going to have to go to the gym a few weeks to get that right. Each person, according to his level, will be able to The important thing here is to notice something's changed. I'll give you a beautiful gift. If you want a real gift, I'll give you a gift. When you have a system, any system, whatever it is, a motor car, a watch, an accounting system which you use in your computer to run your business, Lomashane, any system, you understand if you make a change, any change in that system, the system's changed. Everybody agree? You take one screw out of the car, even a little screw, a minor screw, but the engine, it's a different engine now. It's minuscule, but the engine before had a screw, and this engine doesn't have a screw, it's not the same engine. We're a marechet, we're a system. The smallest change to that system represents a new system. It represents a change, and I'm in a new place now. Which means we have to start valuing and celebrating the smallest changes we make. How small? So I once was given the following gedorim. If the duration, intensity, and frequency, you can call it diff or you can turn around and call it fid, whichever one works for you.
You could have called it IDF as well.
Whatever you want, whatever helps you to get through the day, call it that. We always try and put the vowel in the middle though, that's why. It's Englishly correct, you try and put the vowel in the middle when you're making new words. So, but you're right, IDF,
FI.
If you have six letters,
that's the go down there.
How many different permutations can you make from six letters?
Several thousand.
720. 720. So in Akinami, so from three mistami you can make 100. Whatever works for you, I don't mind. But when you have a look and you say to yourself, the last time this happened to me, I was like 10 on the Richter scale in terms of intensity, and it lasted 5 minutes before I could calm down, and it was happening once a week. Right? Now I'm 9 on the Richter scale. The intensity's changed. That's an enormous, enormous change. Mm. Don't underestimate the enormity of that change. You're a different person now. And if you value that small little change, you'll be able to make the next small change. Because the problem is that much smaller now. If you had a problem that was 100 and you killed one part of that problem, it's 99. It doesn't seem like much. But it is. First of all, you have the confidence of having achieved the success. And second of all, the problem's not 100 anymore, it's 99. So you're a bit stronger and the problem is a bit smaller. And then it just gets easier and easier as you go along. Evaluate for yourself all the time. DIF, IDF, FID, whatever you want to call it. Maybe it used to happen once a week, now it's only happening once every 8 days.
What's it stand for again?
Frequency, intensity, and duration. I was coughing the whole day. Now I'm only coughing 23 hours and 49 seconds. Evaluate it for yourself. There's an the HR won't let you do this because the value is humongous. You're a different person now. And Hashem sees you as a different person. And when they send out the cosmic cops to whack you for the crime you did, and they have a look at you and they look at the picture and they go, wrong guy. Wrong guy? What do you mean wrong guy? All the chromosomes are there except for one. Yeah, you know what the difference between one chromosome is? One chromosome, you know, how big? I've never seen a chromosome. How big are they? Anybody know how big a chromosome is? But one small shift in a chromosome and you come up with a completely different creature. Worth getting out of bed for that, eh?
Wow.
So that's what I'm talking about being murgal yourself. You're not going to go from being a guy who gets angry every day, you're an anger addict, to being like this chilled, calm guy, no one can zuzz you, you know, in a week or two. It's going to be a very slow, gentle process, but eventually you get to a certain cutoff point. You get to an X point on the scale where Hashem just takes it away. You put in your effort, chilosa ba'avoyde, sofer b'gmul. In the beginning, you put in the work and you battle and you struggle and you get up and you fall and you try and whatever, eventually Hashem just takes it away. Anybody ever given up smoking here or some other addiction? You don't have to say which one. Always use smoking because that's palat. Yeah, anybody ever give up smoking will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's impossible. It's partially impossible. And you battle and you struggle and you kick and you fight and you fall and you get up and eventually it just takes it away. You wake up in the morning and you know taiva for a second. And you know it's a miracle. You know it's a miracle. It's like with all our taivas, with all our problems. That's the way it is. That's what Hashem wants. So now, why do we have to go through all of this? Because you're making diamonds. You're making diamonds. This is a machine that's very hard, very difficult. Or miyesh mi'ayin, you're making diamonds. Mamash, mamash, that's exactly what it is. The suffering and the struggles and the battles, and gufa because we don't have what we need. Gufa because of the chesroinus, we're creating yesh mi'ayin. We're creating something from nothing. You had nothing here, and look what you made from it. Chofetz Chaim said, imagine you go to a wedding. You go to a wedding, and everything's set up. This is a gorgeous wedding. Everything there, the catering, the clothes, and the musician doesn't arrive, the band doesn't pitch. The band, Tizmoret, the most important guy at the wedding, you know, the guy that everybody doesn't want his kids to look like, you know, they're paying 10,000 shekels to play at the wedding. the guy that you have to take earplugs for, you know. He's the most important guy at the wedding, and he doesn't pitch. Chofetz Chaim says, imagine that wedding. He said the music in Gan Eden is the Yisurim. When he gets to Gan Eden without any Yisurim, no matter how great he was, it's like being a chassana without music. The Prophet's Chaim's Moshe. Yeah, it hurts. It's difficult, but we have to know Hashem's not here to he's not here to punish us. He's giving us what we need in order to have what's best for us there. You remember Doris Avru, Chai Baniers with the Chukas Atzuma. Our grandparents, great grandparents, lived with poverty Atzum. Ulam Dovazel Loi Tirotam Velosiches Daitam Itafkirim Aikriya Leadmos. It didn't take them away from what they were living for. The Yasimika, until the last generation. Hayyom Shusavru Kikach Tovle, Kem Choshu Shema Beitvas Aisha, Yenechis Chorim Olam Abba. They Dafko were happy to be poor. They thought if they would become very wealthy, it would take away from the Scharin Olam Abba. Katanti mikol ha-chasodim. Yaakov Avinu is terrified. Katanti mikol ha-chasodim. Lo chein anu asher kol doichit bepanosa. Moitzi otani mishal v'schayenu. You ask him, why aren't you learning? He says, I'm marrying off children. So why aren't you learning? You ever tried marrying off a daughter? You know, or two or three or four and you know, Magal getting chayva, sentos, who can learn? Who's got shalvas and nefesh when he's got panasa problems? In nis'ale v'nit ametz afilu ma'at ne'yoytzri yesh mayin. A person, just a little bit, he'll clear out for himself. You know, I'm marrying off children, I've got this problem, that problem, whatever. Oh, but I'm gonna fight and I'm gonna say I'm gonna learn an hour every day. Making diamonds, yes, he's being Megala the Or Hashem in the header. No one in his right mind would demand from this person to go sit and learn. What's the matter of Shach? If Shach Satzal, he said he never had a day when he wasn't overwhelmed with Yisurim. He never lived a day without having Yisurim. He went through wars and he lived alone. He didn't know what was in his family. When he came to Israel, his wife was ill and he was ill. Yoima Velaila. When his wife was having critical surgery, she was in the hospital and they didn't know if she was going to make it or not. So the Ponovitcherov went to the hospital to be with Rav Shach, to just, Rav Shach was there and whatever. And he went to be. When he got there, he saw Rav Shach was so enamored with the Rambam. Rav Shach was so into learning, he didn't even notice that he came. He didn't even notice the Ponovitcherov was there. He decided he'll be fine. He went home. Totally taken up with learning. We're not asking about that. We can't do that. Don't even think, if you can do that for 5 minutes, godless. Now imagine you're in the hospital, your wife runs on having surgery, life-threatening surgery or whatever, and you're in the best midrash, without a worry in the world. I'm sure he was worried, but worrying's not going to help. Mazi Ozea worry. I can help him more by sitting and learning. So he got himself into a sugya. These people had surgery without anesthetics because they were in learning. We're not that. Don't forget about it. I also can have an anesthetic when I'm learning because I fall so deeply asleep. When I sit here, open my Gemara, I go into such a deep sleep. You also do surgery on me, I wouldn't know. That's not what we're talking about. We can't do that. But a person's got a problem. You have a deal. I had it last week. Mama had a crisis. For me, it was a major crisis. And Aposhna couldn't learn. I said to myself, sit down and learn for an hour, and then you've got to deal with it. And you call Kach Hashem. So what can I do? What can I do? Not Rav Shach, I can't do it, Rav Shach, that's I'm doing nothing. What can I do to... Okay, so 5 minutes you can give before you go off and do a little silly studless, you know, whatever. I could give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, what can you do? And do that! do that. And then recognize how big that was. There was a Yeshmein. There was a, you made some diamonds here. We can't do the big thing, so we don't do anything. Chaval, do some more, change it a little bit. And with that, you mamash, you makani the taklis of the bria. And you bring the world to its final tikkun, and that's our tafkid in the world. It's an enormous kiddush Hashem. Enormous kiddush Hashem. Even if nobody knows. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. There are days where you're so fenemed, you're so vertracht with the worries and whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. It's a kid, it's a panosa, it's a health, it's a... Well, what else is there to daven about today? Panosa, kids, shalom bais, health, anything else? Peace, maybe. Seriously, what else is... That's another discussion. That's why we want Mashiach to come. Ruchnias. We're doubling that Mashiach. Ruchnias, that's Mashiach. We'll be able to serve Hashem properly. You've got a theater, whatever it is. There's a chayla, there's a panasa, there's a whatever. There's something going on. And you can't function. We can't daven, we can't learn, we can't function. That's the header. That's the matzav of the tzimtzum. That's where Hashem takes himself out, and that's where there's a void. Now, what do you do with that void? It's inject a bit of light into the void. That's the Yeshmiyah. That's exactly what Hashem wants us to do. That's the purpose of the Surah. And when you do that, you create stuff you could never have created without that void. Can't is what? You just can't, you for them. If someone come and offer you $1 million to sit and learn for 10 minutes, you would? You would find the space? Yeah, you'd find the space, right? So that's what I'm saying. That's the tool, yeah. Recognize that this void, this problem, this crisis that you have that's taking you out of your cave, that's preventing you from doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life, okay, is an opportunity to make diamonds. Not like Rav Shach. I'm not asking you to sit in the waiting room when your wife's having a baby and to be so taken away that they got to, like, you know, hit you over the head with a baseball bat to let you know that you had a girl. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so deep in the... I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about great people who in the face... The Chazanish said that the best chidushim he wrote was he was in Vilna in a bunker and there were bullets hitting the wall of the bunker. That's when he wrote his greatest chidushim. Try and learn when the siren's going, you know? Once Friday night we had 12 sirens.
Oh.
A new son-in-law comes to spend, you know, the Shabbos Gehenna with us. And there were 12 sirens that night. I mean, it was like, that was a bit ludicrous. You try and learn when there's 12 sirens. Your stomach's in a knot. You don't know what's going on. Every time the siren goes off, so you grab the Tehillim. You can't even say Tehillim properly. Never mind, learn properly.
You got 20 seconds or something from where you are now.
I've got no seconds. I don't have one of those concrete rooms. I just like whatever.
That must have been quite a bonding experience with the new son-in-law.
Must have been fireworks.
He never came back again. I don't know.
I assume it was like a double game.
Actually, twice he came. He came twice and we both Shabbosi were like wild Shabbosi. He was in the middle of God's reward. Don't come to Tifra. Don't come to Tifra. No, so I'm saying, so first you have to stop and recognize this is Hashem giving me Yisuri. What does Hashem want me to do with this Yisuri? He wants me to create some engagement here. So use that moment to do something positive, what you're supposed to be doing, which is serving Hashem. Now I'm saying, you can't do it 100%. So most people, when they can't do something 100%, they don't do it. It's called the all or nothing syndrome. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
The British suffer from it terribly. One said the misfortune in a previous Yogul to be a South Africa is another problem that's connected to that.
Yeah. You're part of the Commonwealth, no?
Yeah. 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 So why do I need a visa to go to England? I'm saying we suffer from that terribly. Americans somehow manage to, you know, change jobs 15 times a year, living 7 different states within the space of 2 years. Go to a Brit, he's been living in the same ancestral home for 7,000 years. You know, it's like, whatever. Change is not exactly... That's what I'm saying, so you can't do it 100%. But find what you can do. Like I said, last week, 3 days got completely blown out by what for me was a major crisis. It turned out in the end that it wasn't as big as crisis, but at the time I had to mamash mitapel with it. It was mamash, it was serious. So after I gave my share, yeah, I blanched. I went out. I didn't learn. What do you mean you didn't learn? Well, I can't. I have my head. I'm worried. 5 minutes, you couldn't open a Gemara for 5 minutes? Stop and ask yourself. Since I couldn't learn the whole morning Seder, so I didn't learn at all, it's nonsense. Learn for 5 minutes. Do something small. Change the system, even minuscule. Ah, what does that help? Mazio say. What does that little thing do? Yeah, Charo throws that at you. Nah, my 5 minutes. Hey, you're such a... Go deal with your problems with it. 5 minutes, you learn. 5 minutes of learning. Massive. 5 minutes of learning. 5 minutes of learning, I think we worked out once, is 9 years of tefillin or something. But the Yetzer is going to come and tell you, no, don't. If you understand what that header is, if you understand why you're having these Yisurim, and what your response to the Yisurim is supposed to be, it gets much easier.
You're saying that if you have an hour of learning tables, that's not enough. You spend 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You shouldn't feel bad that the other 45 minutes, 50 minutes,
you want to feel bad? Feel bad. If you find it useful, feel bad. I don't mind.
Is that
but I'm asking you to celebrate. Once again, there's two things here. If you're feeling bad, it's not going to let you celebrate what you did do, then don't feel bad. If you can celebrate what you did and at the same time be concerned about what you didn't do, and you know, go back to the drawing board and see maybe how we can improve that, that's great. But if you're feeling bad, it's going to stop you celebrating, don't feel bad. I'll give you a maisa. A story la maisa. There was a bokeh when I was in a previous gilgul. I was a mashgiach whatever. That's how they punish people. You might be a mashgiach in a yeshiva of many British students, okay? With a British Rosh Yeshiva. That was an amazing growth curve. But anyway, so there was a bokeh there. He couldn't.
For whom? For them or for you?
I think for him also. The Rosh Yeshiva and I, we had an interesting relationship. The only person I think that worked for him as a mashgiach, they'd left and was still in good terms with him. I don't know anybody else that did that. I managed to do it. He managed to do it. So it was a bocha who couldn't learn a full morning seder. I saw, lo yachol, lo yachol. So I sat down with him, I said, well, let's see what we can do. What can we do? So I don't remember what it was. Let's say you can do an hour. An hour morning. I said, fine. So you got to do an hour. So the first day he did an hour. Second day he did an hour. Third day he disappeared. He was in the afternoon saying, and come to night saying, and the next morning say that, what happened? After like 2 days he came back like broken. What happened? The third day he tried to learn, he couldn't. After half an hour, lawyer Khayshek, he went outside to have a cigarette, whatever. And then he thought, anyway, like, I messed it up, I didn't learn the hour, I'm such a bum. He went out. So then afternoon Seder, he didn't have Heshev because he was so depressed, because he didn't make morning Seder. And Alan. 3 days completely wiped out. So what did I say to him? I said, can we celebrate the half an hour you did learn? You were supposed to learn an hour. You didn't. But what about the half an hour you did learn? Well, why is that nothing? How did that become nothing? Understand, we've got a problem. You were supposed to learn an hour, you only did half an hour. So half an hour you didn't learn, we have to deal with. We'll deal with it. But can we celebrate the fact that you learned a half an hour, which is more than you did the day before? Focus first and foremost on what you did do. What you didn't do, Beseder. Maybe you took on too much. Maybe we can work out eights, how we can push a bit more. I don't know. We have to deal with that. Don't just ignore it and say, yeah, everything's fine. Well, we have a tendency when we don't do what we're supposed to do to say, yeah, but that's I can't do that. That's a shit. And the things you can't do anything about, we have a tendency to take full control of. Like Panmasa, we can't do anything about that. There we think we're in control. And when it comes to our veivers, no, I can't help it. No. The Yetzer throws a person into a sea of sveikas about this. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying step out of responsibility. You're responsible. But very often if we take on something and we see that consistently we can't keep it, maybe you took on too much. We do take on too much. Because when you take on something very small, the Yetzer knows what something very small can come from that. So what does he do? He fights you. How does he fight you? I'm saying, man, that's all you're going to do? Maze shave. Maze shave. God wants to be a billionaire. God wants to be a billionaire. Everybody ever dreamt about being a billionaire. So somebody comes and offers him $50 to cut the lawn or whatever. Yeah? Will he do it? No. $50, how's it going to help me become a billionaire? I need a bit of $50. You know how many loans I'm going to have to mow to get to even $1,000, let alone $1 billion? He won't do it. He won't do it. He'll never become a billionaire. Somebody who loves money will eventually become a billionaire. You offer him $10, he'll take it. $50, yeah, he'll take it. Somebody who loves ruchnis, somebody who loves serving Hashem, ain't shumbaya. You want to be the God of Lador, you'll never become the God of Lador. Because one mission is not going to make you God of Lador, and one Daf Gemara is not going to make you the God of Lador, and one Alochim Mishneh Berurah is not going to make you the God of Lador. You'll never ever finish us. But if you love Torah, so today you learn a Mishnah, today you learn a Daf Gemara, tomorrow you'll learn a... One day you won't learn because whatever, but eventually you'll turn around and you'll have a look and you've got a whole bunch of Torah under your belt. But the Yetzer Hara knows what I'm telling you. That's why you have to keep fighting it. The key he's given us is it's dafki in the hard times and dafki in the yisurim, where the smallest thing you do is so much more valuable. So much more valuable. That's we have to conscientize ourselves to remembering that when things are going tough and hard, the little bit you do is massive. Massive. To teach our children this is easy. It's how you do it is It's with everything. You don't have to do it all. Law, it's a mission of Fereshes. Law alecha malocha limo. You don't have to finish the job. How about start? Start. The Gemara says, what does a fool say? Oh, how much Gemara, how much this, how much, I'll never finish it. So it doesn't start. What does a wise man say? I'll learn a parrot today, I'll learn a parrot tomorrow. At the end of the year, you look back, you've covered. Most people don't start doing daf shvur because they make a simple cheshbon. That they're going to be dead before the Siyum HaShav. They don't start. They're not going to make the Siyum HaShav, so they don't start. You have to make the Siyum HaShav. Yeah, I want to be a billionaire. You'll never ever, you won't make a million if you want to be a billionaire. But if you love money, well, you'll become rich very quick. Look at the guys. You love Ruchnes, you love Torah, you love Chesed. But yeah, you'll do a bit there, and it's cumulative,
We learned before Roshani, you said that from Yisrael Salanti said, when you make a New Year's resolution, one thing only.
One thing only, and small as possible, and then cut it in half. You know why we have Torah today? Because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew this Yisod. When Vespasian, whatever his name was, Vespasianus or whatever, wouldn't think I studied Latin for 3 years. When he offered him whatever he wanted, what did he ask for? Tenli Yavne v'chachmeya. He could have asked for Yushalayim, he could have asked for anything, he offered him anything. What did he ask for? Tenli Yavne v'chachmeya. Because of that, what happened? He's telling the world today. A few years later, they were killing Rabbi Akiva because he was teaching Torah in public. Where was Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah? There was no Torah left in the world. You understand? When Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Tenli Yavne v'chachmeya, there was a handful of chachomim living in Yavne. So what were the Romans killing? The Asara Aruga Malchus and the Maisim with Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Ben Chadi and all the that were driving the Romans mad. Where did they come? They came after. Where did they all come from? How did that resurgence of Torah take place in the world? From that little garin of Tenli Yavne v'chachmeya. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai understood, if I ask for Islam, I'm going to get nothing. You want everything, you want to be a billionaire, you'll end up with nothing. What did he ask for? It's the same Yisod. What did he ask for? Tenli Yavne v'chachmeya. And from there he rebuilt all of Klal Yisrael. It's a lesson for us as well. We want Yerushalayim. I wasn't offering Yerushalayim.
That's a Beit Shemesh.
One small corner of that shit. But you've got to learn to celebrate those little diffs, IDFs, fibs, whatever.
Wow. Game changer, shit.
Never stop looking so miserable. My people might want to actually copy us.